Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim DeWald is here. Jim is a new friend. He is the Dean of the University of Calgary's Siskane School of Business, Associate Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship. He's been a business leader for a long time. He is also the author of a new book that I'm holding in my hand, Achieving Longevity, How Great Firms Prosper Through Entrepreneurial Thinking, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Jim, welcome to the show, Jim DeWald.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Jim, I've been talking about entrepreneurial organizations since the 1990s, I've been trying to encourage companies to be more entrepreneurial, it's hard. The more success you have, the larger you grow, the more systems you create, the more you put fundamentals in place and best practices in place. Sometimes those things get in the way of entrepreneurship, don't they?
Totally. You know, there's a terrible thing that people tend to be feel that they're invincible when they have success and just keep doing what I'm doing and things will be great. But the evidence, the research says the opposite, that makes firms most vulnerable, and even the largest firms will fail, although sometimes we'll see it as a corporate takeover or some kind of cover-up, but in truth, it's just a failure of the firm.
When you think of entrepreneurship, now this is an interesting point here, because I've had this debate with a number of people, people in academia, such as yourself, and people out of academia, in terms of what's the definition of entrepreneurship? What does it mean? Who are entrepreneurs? Some people think an entrepreneur is only someone who's creating something that can scale really big. I don't agree with that. I paint the entrepreneurial scale with a landscape with a broader brush. What do you think? What is the definition in your mind of entrepreneurship?
It's very broad brush, and in fact, it's essentially creating new value where there wasn't value before. So that could be through a completely new idea, a recombination.
Say that again. I like that. Say that again.
It's creating new value. It's essentially what the term is, and in fact, we try to take it away from creating a business. No, it's just creating new value, and that could be through an invention, a new product, or a recombination.
Improving a system, serving a customer better?
Correct. And the one thing we felt with the size of our school, we graduate about 900 students a year, and we wanted to adopt entrepreneurship as a theme in our school, but we were pretty sure we're not going to create 900 people a year that create the next Google
right.
or Facebook. But what we're convinced we could do is we could give each and every one of them the opportunity, the ability to think like an entrepreneur, so that if they're working for a mid-sized company or a large company or, frankly, for a health board or for the government, why can't they think like an entrepreneur and come up with new ways to add value, could be social value or financial value, in whatever walk of life they have.
Right.
That's our mission. That's what we're trying to do.
So how would you differentiate between entrepreneurship and innovation? Say, being innovative. How is entrepreneurship different from being innovative?
Yeah, well, there's a very close connection. There's no doubt about it. And in fact, you'd almost argue that you have to be innovative to become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And they both tie into the commercialization often of an invention. But entrepreneurship is more the inaction in terms of bringing people together and turning it into something that becomes a sustainable opportunity. And I have to be careful with the word sustainable. I don't mean,
right,
because that draws you into that same problem
green,
I started
the,
with.
Then you get into the environmental stuff, yeah.
Well, and also the feeling that, wow, we've hit that level of sustainability so we can kick back and put our feet up and drink champagne and watch a cash register. And that never happens. But so there is a very close connection between innovation and entrepreneurship. But innovation would be more of the technical side of it. Entrepreneurship would be more of the people and making it into more of an operation.
Well, the main thing is, regardless of what you call it, the main thing is people within your organization always keeping their eyes open to how we can make things better. But then you have to give them the environment. You have to provide them with the environment where they feel comfortable taking risks. I tell people that an entrepreneurial employee is different from an entrepreneur in that they're willing to take risks with your money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so you've got to give them, if they are entrepreneurial and they will take risks with your money, you've got to give them an environment where they feel like they can do that without fear of losing their job.
Oh, that's an excellent point. And the one thing that seems to be a clear barometer of that is, how does the boss handle failure? Like a mistake,
right?
Is that a learning experience, or is that that person's got to be fired, and we have to send a message to everybody else that mistakes aren't allowed here?
Well, that's where you have to have redemption, in my opinion, and I know that's what you're moving to with it here. Redemption is, you have to be able to, people have to believe that if they make a mistake doing their best efforts, that they'll be redeemed. They won't be fired. What do you think?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And that, you know, they'll learn from it, and they'll do something amazing the next time they get an opportunity. You have to believe in that as a boss.
What did we learn? Those are powerful. That's a powerful question, isn't it? Instead of you're fired, what did we learn?
Yeah, and you know, I know that you've done some great work in the area of short-term focus, and that is such the enemy to the learning organization that we're talking about right now.
Right.
They're really on opposite ends of the pole.
Which seems to be where we've got the tail wagging the dog on the economy, on capitalism, with corporate America and Wall Street, I think, right now. Jim, can we talk about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Can I have a website, please? Jim, what's your website?
Actually, I'm not sure. Sorry.
The book is called Achieving Longevity.
Yeah.
I bet it's University of...
University of Toronto Press.
There you go. Achieving so, longevity. Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.